This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. On the Senate floor Wednesday evening, Democratic Senator John Hickenlooper spoke about the Club Q shooting. He linked the attack to the rise in hate speech against the LGBTQ community and said some have used the community to score political points.
The entire LGBTQ community has been demonized, slandered, and defamed by politicians and public figures.
Hickenlooper urged people not to sit on the sidelines and watch the country slide backward on LGBTQ rights. But he ended by saying the Senate's recent passage of protections for same-sex marriage is a measure of hope. A park atop Interstate 70 in North Denver is officially complete. As CPR Sam Brash reports, federal and local leaders celebrated Wednesday.
Governor Jared Polis joined the ribbon cutting. The park includes two soccer fields, a playground, and an amphitheater, all packed onto what's essentially a roof above a 10-lane highway.
This is really a model of innovative solutions, green infrastructure, state-of-the-art technology, and community involvement from the ground up.
The $1.2 billion I-70 project was both massive and controversial. It subjected some of Denver's poorest neighborhoods to years of construction. In the park, it was an attempt to appease local residents. But many still worry the expanded highway will add traffic, noise, and air pollution for decades. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Police agencies in Colorado now have the opportunity to get money to help investigate deaths and serious injuries caused by illegal opioids. Governor Jared Polis announced that more than $6 million will be available through the grant program for law enforcement. This is CPR News and KRCC.